of PiratePods.com, and I'm here with Mike TV of Beats for Beginners. Yes, it's your little, you little rock and roll girls. Tonight, you little rock and roll girls. Mike, what are you wearing?
Hi, I'm wearing, today I'm wearing, God, that was, that one threw that one at me, didn't you? I'm wearing black jeans, a white t-shirt, because it's hot here in England now, and white Converse trainers with some turquoise and brown checkerboard socks.
Great. So you mentioned that it's hot. So what's the weather like in Manchester today?
It's actually really nice. It's very warm. We've got Manchester United are playing, I think, playing somebody. I live about a mile away, so you might hear the crowd soon. Yeah, it's good weather. It's usually wet and rainy, very sort of Smiths kind of weather. But actually, it's been sunny. We've had a really good year. Yeah, it's great. Everyone's out. In England, we only get a short span of summer, so everyone just bolts out, and you know, we've all got farmer's tans within seconds.
So how have you spent your Saturday so far?
I've been shopping in Manchester today for a friend's birthday, Richard from Alpine Stars. It's his birthday tonight, so we're all doing stuff like that. Not very exciting, to be honest. You don't want to know. It's boring.
All right. So now I'm going to ask about you. Please fill in the rest of this story. Once upon a time, there was this kid named Michael who shoplifted a cassette tape.
Yeah, it was in the 80s. Gary Newman was big. And back then, singles came out of cassettes, didn't they? Little cardboard cases.
That's right.
And there was like a basket, a bargain basket type thing. And we used to grab those Howard Jones, 19, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I only stole one. I'm not really a thief.
You only stole one?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. But yeah, back then, singles were on cassettes, weren't they? So
yeah,
listen to those. It was great, yeah.
Oh, see, I had this idea that you had stolen lots and lots of cassettes. You know.
No. I used to. I had a really rubbish record player. I used to go to Scarborough on the bus and buy records for £1. That's how I got into the Eagles at like 12 years old.
That's great. Yeah. So you'll have an EP out soon, and you're also in the studio working on a record. And
yeah, been working on a new album. Yeah.
I understand we're going to hear some samples of that today. So will you tell me about what you're doing and a little bit about what we're going to hear today?
Yeah, sure. Basically, Beats for Beginners is more of a kind of analog-y, electro-y, kind of keyboardy band, you know, with old keyboards and rock and roll as well, with guitars. I actually spent 12 years getting really good on the guitar, and then I picked up a keyboard and made some demos, and I got a deal with that, so everyone thinks of me as a kind of electronic-y thing, but I actually do a lot of singer-songwriter stuff as well.
Great.
But yeah, we had an album out in 2004
that I
wrote called Don't Fly Into the Sun. And it was on a smaller label. It was okay. It didn't really sort of, you know.
Well, I've been listening to it. I really like it. I love it.
Thank you. That's great. Yeah. I mean, the nice thing is we got licensed in the Philippines, and I found out everyone in America goes on holiday to the Philippines. We're really big. Us and the Venga Boys got quite big in the Philippines. I think I sold like 400 in a day or something.
That's great.
Quite cool. So we get emails from people in, like, you know, California. Oh, I'm driving to your record, man. I love it. That's a really bad California impression, wasn't it?
That's all right. So I won't do an impression
England.
Of you.
Yeah, good. So I'm stuck in England, and I get these emails from people in America saying, like, hey, you know, I've just driven across to Denver. I'm listening to your album, thinking, yes. You know, I've never even been to America. That sounds amazing.
Do you guys have gimmicks in your breakfast cereal boxes, like for kids?
Yeah.
Like, what would you put in a breakfast cereal box?
A free mobile phone? I don't know. No, a cassette.
A cassette, yes. That's perfect. What do you like best about robots?
I like them when they go wrong, because they're going to go wrong, aren't they? Everyone thinks they're great, but they're not great, because when you use your computer, it always goes wrong. Like, you're working on your best work, it'll crash. You know it's going to go
every
wrong.
Every time. That's why we need cassettes.
They will kill one day. They will kill.
They will. I have a Commodore 64.
Appliances have rebelled against the humans. We only wanted
One question. What would you like to know?
I'd like to know about the crows outside your house. I can hear crowing.
Well, and now they're very quiet. They're not out here. But yeah, here in San Diego, there's an overpopulation of crows.
Oh, okay.
And I guess they're messing up the natural balance of things. But I really like them. Everybody hates them, but I really enjoy them. They're very noisy outside, and every morning they're out there. And they fight.
I can kind of relate to that, because originally I'm from a fishing town in England called Whitby, and there are seagulls, a lot of gulls all the time, and, you know, a lot of people hate them, but it's just kind of, when you hear them all the time, you get so used to them.
Right. Right. When you mentioned it earlier, I didn't even notice that they were in the background, until you brought it back to my attention, because they're always there. And I just had this one experience a few months ago. It was a fledgling crow, a little baby crow, was on my front porch. And it couldn't fly yet, and the mother crow would sit up on the roof of the building and she would make crow noises at it. And the crow, it stayed there for a couple of days before it could fly away, but the mother crow sat out there and she watched it the whole time until it could fly. And it was just, I like things like that. It meant a lot to me.
I'm crying this time, I'm crying here.
You should be, because it was really touching. And it was like my own child learning how to walk. I was like, fly, little crow, you can do it.
Yeah, lovely, yeah.
You know, and I was afraid the neighbors were going to come and take the little baby crow away, because the mother was really noisy, but they didn't do that, so, you know.
Oh, good, yeah.
Do you have any last words before I get to your big pirate debut?
Just that, hello to everyone there, and I have a new EP coming out, shameless plug. Check out Rebelski, my top friends. He's the Doves keyboard player, and we did an album together. Well, I did two tracks with him. It's called Stickers on Keys, his record, that's really good. Mine's going to be called How I Learned to Love Machines, I think. Well, the first EP is called Laser Beams for Eyes, but I'll probably do an album after that. So. Sorry, last words regarding what? I've totally messed
Anything.
That question up.
That's fine, that's perfect. There's no wrong answer to that question.
Hey, I tell you what I want to know. I'm a big fan of this documentary called Z Boys of Dogtown.
Yes.
And I think it's near San Diego, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it Venice?
Yes, well, it's near L.A.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, a 2-hour drive away.
That's when I get to America, I'm definitely going to visit around there.
You should. You should. Yeah. You can't miss L.A. You can't miss L.A. San Diego's kind of boring.
I've got a pirate fact for you.
You do?
Yeah. Do you know, originally, I've actually seen pirate graves because I'm from a seaside town and, like, an old Victorian, well, it's older than Victorian, but... And they had skull and crossbones on, and it's sandstone. And because all the tombstones were on this cliff above the water, and the wind and the sand blew in, the wind blew it so much that over the years, all the skull and crossbones have worn off, but I know where they are still, the grave.
Wow.
But that's not the fact. Why do pirates wear eye patches?
Why?
You don't know this. Okay, it's because, it's true this as well, when they were fighting on board a ship, when they went downstairs into the galleys, of course, you'd be blinded, wouldn't you, because it's dark. So they lift the eye patch up and use the other eye to look to fight with.
I had no idea. See, I haven't done my pirate research.
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Now, that's awesome. Now I know a pirate fact that I didn't know before.
Yeah.
So I thank you for that. All right, so now will you please give me your best pirate impression?
The only pirate I can think of is the one from The Simpsons. Because he's so good. You know, he was like, I've wasted my life. My pirate impression is, war. There you are. I say, hey, we've got a national tour, like a pirate day in England.
I know. I know about that.
Okay. Which is great.
I love it.
And people always have that lame joke, why did pirates talk? No, why are pirates pirates? Because they are. But yeah. That's enough now.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for talking to us at piratepod.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Technology is passing.